There'll be huge excitement there. Matt King, world traveller and South Sydney assistant coach, joins us. G'day, Matty.
Morning, boys.
It's been a pretty busy off-season, buddy, or pre-season, I should say.
Yeah, it has been, TK. It's been awesome, though, mate. As a club, we've had a great time. Obviously, the trip over to Auckland for the Nines was a really successful weekend for us. There was an outstanding old winger out there that carved up those young fellas.
Score a winning try.
I'm G'ing up, boys. And then obviously come back and played against the Dragons, which was a little bit dusty, but we got to retain the shield. And then the trip over to England was enormous, boys. We, you know, we played really well against St Helens, but more than that, you know, we got to spend 10 days together and... the boys really try to put their phones away, which is really tough for young fellas these days. But we play cards on the bus instead of, you know, the boys looking at Facebook and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. So, from a team point of view, it was, you know, it's been a really great 4 weeks.
Who struggled the most without their Instagram or Twitter accounts?
Well, it's the young fellas, mate. They're bloody hopeless. As I'm a bit of a nerd. I don't have any social media. I try and stay away from that sort of stuff. Which really limits me with what I can talk to the boys about. They talk about what they've seen on their phones and that, and I've got no idea what they're on about. But I've dusted a few of them up on the Yuka table, which is nice as well. Took some money off them, so it's good.
Beautiful.
Good boy.
Beautiful. I wonder if that counts in the salary cap. Now, Matt, was that the getting rid of the phones, was that a Michael Maguire idea or was it a team idea?
Yeah, it's a team-led thing, actually, mate. Dave Tyrrell, we call him the sheriff. He looks after all the fines at the club, and he's always trying to get the players kitty up. So he brings it in at the dinner table. There's no more phones, and GI actually, mate, has run it as well. So, you know, on the bus, there was little periods where you weren't allowed to touch your phone. So it really was very much player-driven, and it's from the senior players too, which is great.
Now, Matty, you take on the Broncos at Suncorp Stadium tomorrow night, 8:05 kickoff. I have to ask you this. Wayne Bennett, the new Broncos coach, made some interesting comments about South Sydney last year, said they're very predictable.
Yeah.
Are you going to be predictable in the season opener?
I'm not too sure, mate. I hope not. You know, we've obviously worked on some new things in the preseason. One thing I will say about that comment from Wayne was his timing was absolutely perfect. That was after the game. We beat the Knights by about 50.
Yeah.
And he just diverted any attention away from his team and put it straight onto the Bunnies. So he's the master of that old Wayne. And, you know, we're still talking about it. So those comments were really, really affected by him. And we're not talking about the margin that we beat his team by. So he's the master of that, Wayne. And as a club and as a teammate, we didn't look too much into those comments. Obviously, we're head down and bum up and worried about whoever we're playing next. And those comments haven't affected us since.
From what I've seen of the Rabbitohs, Matt, a couple of things that have really stuck in my mind. The performances of Luke Keary and the other one, obviously Glenn Stewart, just one how fit he looks and Luke, just how dangerous he looks.
Yeah, Lukey Keary, mate. I've been very fortunate in my career to play with some players who just want to win at every single thing that they do, and he is one of them, mate. His competitive nature is second to none at training. He's ripping into the boys. He wants to smash anyone that's in front of him. And then down in the gym, he mightn't look like much. But, you know, he throws those weights around downstairs and just tries to get the most out of his body. And our assistant coach, Kurt Wrigley, said if it was a yearling at a sale, you wouldn't have spent 10 bucks on him. but out on the footy field, mate, he's wonderful for us. And Glenn Stewart, who you mentioned, he's worked that hard in the preseason to get his body into great shape. And as you said, TK, he played outstandingly well in the UK and his fitness was right up there. And the little combination he's going to have with Adam Reynolds really reminds me of the combination he had with Cherry Evans over at Manly. So hopefully it's going to be a great year for both he and Adam Reynolds on that right edge.
Matty, we can't ignore the Arizona incident, which happened, you know, so long ago, but it's sort of the fallout of it's continued for quite some time. Been discussed at all with you guys. Johnny, how's he feeling heading into the start of the season, mate?
Yeah, Webby, it hasn't been discussed, mate. Obviously, we dealt with that as a club before Christmas and we've moved on. The media have obviously got hold of it since then and it's quite a popular thing to talk about. But as a club and a playing group, as a coaching staff, we've moved on from a long time ago. And I suppose the answer in regards to how Sutto's travelling, mate, was evident in his game against St Helens. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. You know, for a guy who's only been playing in the back row now for about half a season, for him to play the way he did in England in those conditions where he had to keep running through that mud, I think he played 80 minutes, Sutto, and put that kick back on the inside for Joel Reddy and his little ball-playing options down short sides. He's in a good frame of mind, Sutto. So he really still very is much a leader within our group. Even though Greggy's the captain now, the boys still look up to Sutto. He's a very popular member of our footy team. And like I said, mate, that Arizona trip, we moved on from that a long time ago.
Broncos, mate, how do you control them? Hodges is always a handful, doesn't matter who plays against him, and they're going to have the live wire there. Anthony Milford calling the shots from number six, and Ben Hunt was probably the form halfback at the back end of last year. How do you see their dangers and how do you tackle them?
Yeah, I think you mentioned the three guys that we have to keep a really close eye on. I believe Justin Hodges is going to play fullback once they get into their attacking half and trying to score tries, which makes him really dangerous. The more Justin touches the ball, the better off the Broncos usually go. He's deceptively quick, and we all know how strong he is, but he's got a little kicking game in his bag of tricks too, Hodjo. So we have to keep a really close eye on him, which is pretty obvious. But Ben Hunt, I believe, is their man. He steers the team around so well. He played Origin last year. He'd be full of confidence. You know, I thought he played really well against Wigan over there in England. And then Anthony Milford. I'm actually interested, TK, to see how Milford goes at 5'8", mate. You know, we've known him down there at Canberra at fullback with so much time and space. And, you know, if someone's lazy in that kick chase line, you know, he's really going to expose that. At number six, mate, with a defensive line rushing him, as most defensive lines do these days, it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. And but again, mate, he's such a dangerous little player. It actually reminds me a bit of Matty Bowen. I used to love watching Matty Bowen play, and I love watching Milford too. He's so exciting, especially the guys out there all love him. So they're a really tough team. Not to mention that it's round one in Brisbane. Corey Parker's 300th, yeah. Wayne Bennett back in charge. It's going to be a tough old game.
Last one from me, Matt. It's a really important one. Massive story in the Fairfax Press today. Referees have been banned from wearing pink shirts.
Yeah.
No pink shirts for referees this season. Thoughts?
I think it might be a good thing. The referees are there up against it as it is, so to dress them in pink each week's a bit tough on them. So.
Will they get more respect if they're not in pink?
From me, they will. About the rest of the rugby league community, but you know, realistically, who wears pink?
Oh, come on, man!
What do you reckon? Boy?
Jump on board, Matty.
I don't know. I'm just trying to please everyone out there.
Hey, Matt. So I know you got a meeting to go to. We do thank you very much for your time, mate. Good luck tomorrow night against the Broncos.
Thank you, boys. No worries.
You're.